A YouTuber who used autopsy photos of an 11-year-old El Paso County boy to make money online, now apologizing to his family. The content creator, only known as Zav Girl, received widespread criticism last week as it became known that she received photos of Gannon Stauch's autopsy through a Freedom of Information request. She then required people to pay to see them online. Zav Girl apologized in a video late last week, saying that she's been doing some, quote, major soul searching and reflecting. She added that nothing she could say could make it better for Gannon's parents, saying no one should have to go through what they have. Gannon was killed by his stepmother, Letitia Stauch, in 2020. An autopsy was conducted after his body was found stuffed inside of a suitcase in Florida.
And 4th Judicial District Attorney Michael Allen wants to hold on to his post for another 4 years. Allen announced last week that he plans to seek another term as a prosecutor for El Paso County and Teller counties. Allen cited this year's successful prosecutions of Letitia Stauch and the suspect in the Club Q shooting case as an example of his success as DA. He began work as prosecutor in 2004 and joined the 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office in 2011. The election for the next DA will be held next year.
The new mayor of Colorado Springs getting some national attention following his runoff election win in May. Mayor Yemi Mobilati appeared on Good Morning America's GMA 3 last week to talk about becoming a naturalized American citizen, as well as his vision for Colorado Springs. Mobilati became a citizen in 2017 after moving to the U.S. from Nigeria nearly 3 decades ago.
My city needed what I had to offer, and what I have to offer is sound leadership, pragmatic leadership, and a leadership that transcends and puts our quality of life ahead of politics.
When asked about last year's deadly shooting at Club Q, Mobilati said that public safety was his number one priority. He said he plans to pursue that by recruiting and retaining new law enforcement officers and giving them the necessary training to keep the community safe.
A bat was found this week in a public parking lot at the Stratmore Visitor and Nature Center in Colorado Springs. It's now tested positive for rabies. Haley Zachary with the El Paso County Public Health Department said that this is the first animal to test positive for the virus in the county this year.
It's important to take those proactive measures now, like vaccinating your animals, making sure that you don't have bats living in your home or that they can't get into your home.
The health department says that there are currently no known exposures between the bat and any visitors or staff there, but anyone who may have touched the bat or believes that a child or pet is contacted with it should call the health department immediately.
A long-standing tradition in Callahan is back in full swing. The 118th El Paso County Fair kicked off over the weekend. This year's fair, themed A Summer to Remember, features everything from livestock, food, music, shopping, even a tattoo parlor. Organizers say they started planning the minute last year's fair ended.
We really aligned our hours to make sure that things were open all day and it wasn't such a staggered experience. And especially on weeknights, if people came out after work, there would still be all the free entertainment, all of the vendors, all of the carnivals, everything would be open.
This year, organizers say that they are staying open for about 4 extra hours compared to previous years. They also hope to exceed last year's revenue of over $300,000 raised.
And finally, Shield 616 hosted their Ride for the Blues concert and motorcycle run on Saturday.
It's just all the different communities coming together to show support and to say, hey, we do believe in you. We are thankful for your service. We are thankful for our law enforcement and for our firefighters.
The money raised is for protective armor for local first responders.
Heat is moving in full force. High pressure keeps us calm, keeps us dry. We warm significantly today. 96, the anticipated high in the Springs, 104 in Pueblo. Portions of the plains could reach up to 107 or 8 degrees. If you're outside for an extended period of time, stay hydrated and take frequent breaks. This is abnormally warm heat, and our bodies just aren't acclimated at this point in the year. We do it all over again tomorrow. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.